The gift of serving. A possible biblical example would be Timothy. That's just a possibility. Characteristics, he sees and meets practical needs. The servers are really, really great at selecting gifts for other people, for birthdays or anniversaries or something like that. They're just really good at it because they're sensitive to what other people like, and they want to meet those needs. Sometimes they meet physical needs that seem insignificant to somebody else. Nobody else may, other people may not notice it, but servers tend to pick up on it, and they'll see that need real quickly. Paul wrote about Timothy to the Philippians, "For I have no man like-minded who will naturally care for your state," implying he's real sensitive about your needs. He knows. He's got a spiritual gift for this thing. So he sees and meets those practical needs. Enjoys freeing others to achieve. Servers like to give others the opportunity to use their gifts. And when a server loves to, you know, like someone else has a gift and a responsibility in the ministry, a server loves to give that person more freedom to operate in that gift by meeting needs that other person won't have to worry about anymore. You see my point there? They just love to do those kind of things. They get joy in knowing somebody else is going to have some peace of mind and be more productive in the ministry because of what they're doing. Timothy served Paul so he could carry out his ministry. Paul wrote to the Philippians again, "But you have to know the proof of him, that as a son with the Father, he has served me in the gospel." Disregard for weariness. Many servers have such an intense desire to meet these physical needs and do these things for other people that they become aware of, that they will put enormous amounts of time and enormous amounts of energy into getting the job done. And they don't want to quit until it gets done. They'll sometimes use their own personal money to get the job done. They just want to get it done. They will focus on the completion of tasks instead of themselves, which brings a great joy to other people, and it brings a great benefit to the ministry. The other side of that, which we'll get to in misuses, is sometimes they go too far and they wear themselves out. They get sick. They wear themselves down trying so hard to do all this work in this service. Difficult to say no. When servers start to be recognized in the church, you know, they start doing things and other people notice them, then people start asking the servers, "Would you do this? Would you do this so well? Would you do this? Would you do this?" And the server wants to say, "Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'll do my best." And they start taking responsibilities. And first, every time, and they need somebody, maybe an organizer, somebody gift of organization in their life, to say, "You need to say no." You've said yes to everything. There's a time to say no. There's a time to recognize that you're going too far here. And they need somebody to help pull them in like that because it's so difficult to say no. They see the need. They feel a sense of obligation, and sometimes they start another project before they finish the first one, although they really want to finish projects. They're similar to exhorters in the fact that they tend to start a project before they finish one, but the exhorter just tends to walk off and leave the one they already started. A server doesn't want to do that. A server wants to finish it. So it's difficult for them to say no. I mentioned this earlier. They're alert to the likes and dislikes of others. It's amazing how they can remember sometimes what people like and what they don't like, and sometimes you'll be amazed at what they find something for your birthday and you think, "Wow, how do they remember that? You know, how do they remember that little thing about me?" Little details, they'll notice those things and they'll remember them. They remember favorite foods, they remember favorite colors, things like that. That's very common for servers, favorite activities, and they make them fun to be around. They do need approval. In 1 and 2 Timothy, Paul gives Timothy a lot of praise because he knew Timothy needed that encouragement and that praise. And sometimes servers start getting taken for granted. They're just willing to do this, and they're willing to do this, and they're willing to do this, and we start saying, "Wow, it's just nice to have them around." But we need to let them know we appreciate so much what you're doing. They need that. They need to know that what they're doing is counting, that the Lord is using them, and other people are seeing that God's using them. They need that confirmation. We all do, but servers really need that. They also usually prefer working with a person, not just for a person. You know, they have the gift of service, but they like to work with people to get a job done. They like short-range projects. They're usually attracted to immediate needs. Often they get very frustrated when you're thinking long-range stuff and trying to do long-range planning. They want to see the visible progress going on. And therefore, Paul urged Timothy to endure. It was in more than one place. He said, "Take heed unto yourself and unto the doctrine. Continue in them. And thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Servers have to be reminded that it's not just short-range stuff, it's long-range stuff. We're in it for the long haul here, and sometimes there are long-range projects, and we have to keep those in mind. Another thing that servers like to do is put extra touches on jobs, a way of demonstrating that the work is they want to do high-quality work. They don't want to do sloppy stuff. They don't want to do slipshod stuff. They want it to be good. They want it to be valuable. And so they will they will maybe do something extra. You know, if they have to mow the lawn, they may sweep and trim and other things too. You know, just extra touches to show that it's high quality that they're doing. For that reason also, it's difficult for a server to delegate things. They don't want to delegate to somebody else because somebody else might not do it right. Somebody else might not do it very well. So they'll just do it themselves and do it as well as they can and just try real hard to make it really, really neat and, of course, wear themselves out sometimes doing it. They tend to meet needs quickly. They hate committees. They hate red tape. They see a need. They just want to do it. They don't want to wait on a committee to figure out what to do. They don't want to let people sit around and talk about it. And sometimes if they can see that they can avoid a committee or avoid red tape by just spending their own money, then they'll just do that. They'll just spend their own money and not have to go through a committee.